I'm Peter Solomon. You're tuned to Jazz 88. And this morning I'm speaking with Sean Lewis, a communications manager with Minneapolis Parks Foundation. And the subject of our conversation this morning has to do with North Commons Park, where a very ambitious plan is in the works for some renovations. And Sean's going to give us more information about it. Sean, welcome. And I want to begin our conversation by asking you to talk about, like, what is the significance of North Commons Park to this community? And what is its current condition?
The significance is that the park has served the community for generations, and the rec center and the water park were built in its 70s. The water park has lived out its usefulness. It's going to be totally renovated, and then the rec center is going to be a renovation and expansion that would take place. But it's time for the facilities to be upgraded. I would say also that when you look at the park, just right across the street is the YMCA and on the northern part of the park. And then the southern part of the park is right across the street is North High with its new career and technical center. So the park is really a centerpiece between two anchor institutions that have served the north side for a long time.
Where does the park stand in terms of the people it serves when you compare it to other parks in the area and across the state? I feel like I saw a statistic that there's actually more young people living near this park than in any other park in Minnesota.
You know, within a mile radius, you have about 10,000 youth that are within a close proximity of the park. So, you know, North Minneapolis in and of itself is one of the most diverse geographical areas in the state of Minnesota, and it has a high concentration of young people.
You've alluded to some of the changes that are planned. Can you talk about, like, in some detail, what changes are planned for North Commons Park? What renovations and additions?
Yeah, so the renovations, you know, really involved a expansion of the rec center, so it would have a three-court field house where, you know, multiple activities can take place there, basketball tournaments that can take place there, community gatherings, things that involve use of a large space capacity that will be extended. The gym currently in the building, you know, will be refurbished, but one major aspect is that the three-court field house, there will be a track that you could run and jog and walk around. So that would be exciting for that to take place because that would be indoors. And then there'll be an area for seniors, and there'll be an area for teens, and there'll be a small fitness center that would be there as well, and a health and wellness center.
What is the timeline for these changes and renovations to be implemented?
We hope to break ground during the second and fourth quarter, I should say, of 2025, so next year. And then it would take 2 years of construction to take place, so hopefully we'll have it open in 2027.
So I understand that the renovations that are planned for North Commons Park total some $35 million. Is this the most ambitious improvement plans that the Parks Foundation has embarked on?
Yeah, this is going to be one of the largest investments in the history of a neighborhood park. There's different park classifications, and this is classified as a neighborhood park with a regional sort of vision around it. Most of the materials you'll see talk about $35 million project, but recently there was a construction manager involved in looking at things more specifically. And so it is going to be a $45 million project. And the Park and Recreation Board has stepped up and they've reallocated $10 million to cover that, the displacement in terms of the difference. And we're still holding firm for us to raise $20 million. And we've got about $4.7 million left of our $20 million campaign.
I read what these changes will bring in terms of the traffic of people, so that instead of taking kids from the city out to the suburbs, for instance, when tournaments are scheduled, this would create a situation where kids from the suburbs are actually coming into the city. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes. One of the things that the Park Board was trying to be responsive to was when it came to inner city youth in Minneapolis, particularly north and northeast Minneapolis, they would often have to leave their home territory to go to a facility that would be more accommodating, maybe in a facility of South Minneapolis or out in a suburb. So community members felt that was not fair, that it should be an even exchange, that not only people from the suburbs come into the city, but people from the city have been going out to the suburbs. So it was a way of trying to bring dollars and activities into North Minneapolis, and so they can experience the community as well and get a more real life experience of what takes place in North Minneapolis at the park than what is being filtered through the media. So they felt, it's high time that the reverse takes place, that young people had to come into the city and experience some of the tournaments taking place.
What are you most excited about with respect to these renovations and improvements to North Commons?
What I'm excited about is the fact that this would be a world-class facility that people will be proud of. You've got some major projects going on the north side. North High is going through their phases for their career and technical center, and now you're going to have a park right next to it that is going to be a magnet, a community gathering space for people who live on the north side or in the city of Minneapolis or the surrounding cities can come in and enjoy as well. It's something that I'm very excited about, thrilled to engage people, listen to what their dreams and hopes are, make sure that we're being sensitive to it. We're intentional about, as the construction going on, taking place, that we have artwork that's going to take place and that there's north side artists that are going to be involved in this project. There's Tri Construction, that is a subcontractor and based in North Minneapolis, and they're going to be helping create jobs for the community as well.
Where can people find information about the status of these improvements to North Commons Park?
They can go to northcommons.org. They can go to Minneapolis Park and Recreational Board under improvements. They can go to the Minneapolis Parks Foundation. We are a separate 501c3. So those are the three places that they can go to get more information. If you go to the Park and Recreational Board website, you can sign up so you can get email announcements that take place on a regular basis about what's going on with the project.
Sean, is there anything that you'd like to address that I haven't asked you this morning?
I would say that I want people to really step up and get to learn about what's going on with this project. Minneapolis has a history of many parks. Some people refer to us as a city within a park system. So this is one of the parks that is a neighborhood classification that is going to get some major upgrades, and we look forward to people enjoying it.
Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you as well.